shut-ins by self-quarantine or otherwise, the fear of the COVID-19, which is a serious issue, and we're not a doctor, serious, newsy kind of thing, but the idea of being in the house, not going out very much, having time to kill, trying to avoid the sickness, and just everything else to go along with that,
yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, well, what are we doing to kill time? What are we doing? Because you're maybe not normally working at home, so there may be more time for different music. Are you watching different shows? Are you staying away from the, zombie apocalyptic kind of viral outbreak movies and TV shows? Because there's no shortage of those, because people like that. That and the crime stuff. People like the crime stuff.
I think if you're talking about, current sort of quarantine, self-quarantining, being afraid of basically a strong flu virus that seems to target mostly the elderly and the infirmed, I don't think we're at the level of comparing that to a zombie outbreak.
No. I wasn't doing the comparison. I'm just asking,
that wouldn't be a trigger for me. I'd be more worried about watching something like Outbreak, the movie Outbreak with the monkey.
Right.
But that's Ebola. That's more for the Ebola fears. And this is very different from Ebola. You don't liquefy your internal organs.
No, you don't want that either, by the way.
No, that's not a good thing. I mean, it's not a good thing either way.
But liquefying your lungs or such a situation like that where you're effectively shutting down your body in one way or another. And we're not doctors, so I'm not going to try to legitimately describe it. They're still figuring it out.
Yeah, I occasionally try to liquefy my liver, but that's from a totally different process.
It is, and it's by choice. It's a totally different scenario. So you mentioned Contagion, and there's World War Z. That's a different kind of thing.
Again, that's zombies.
But even
that's
an innocuous
zombies.
Thing. Let me just say this by accident.
Yeah.
I'm watching, of all things, it's popped up on the Amazon Prime, different shows, and it's The Indian Doctor, which is like some type of British production.
The Indian Doctor?
Yeah, I think it's called The Indian Doctor. Mm-hmm. So The Indian Doctor moves to Wales in the early 60s.
Okay.
It's him and his wife and his, I know this is really obscure, but I'm telling you.
It sounds like the most boring show.
It's unbelievable. So it's like Doc Martin.
My mom would watch. Oh, Jesus.
Did you ever watch Doc Martin? See, I like that show.
I love Doc Martin. No, that's a funny ass
okay.
show.
All right, so imagine that with Indians coming and dealing with that other angle in Wales. So you got a lot going on, and then before you get done with the second season, holy crap, there's a contagion problem. They got smallpox. So, and I'm already invested. I can't turn this off, but I really don't want to watch. I got questions. I got problems. It's everywhere. It's not like I put on, Cabin Fever Doomsday or whatever the hell else. This is The Indian Doctor. I thought it was the safest possible way to avoid this and just let my brain unlock it. Oh, by the way, there's smallpox in the community. We have to shut it down. Stay at the house.
You say that's funny because it's weird how you will ironically swerve into things on TV or
yes.
My son and I, we watch a bunch of shows together. That's kind of our thing at night. We have dinner. We watch, a couple TV shows. And one of the shows that we have watched a couple times, but we really enjoyed is Parks and Recreation, which is,
that's
Amy Poehler and Aubrey Plaza and Chris Pratt and Rob Lowe. And they run this like little parks department of this government. So you don't think it's again,
incredible show.
You think it's the most innocuous thing. So the episode that we ended up watching last night was where they did a drill on public health and safety where they were infected with the bird flu. and that was like one of the bits. Any other episode of this, seven seasons of television, and that's what we swerve into this week.
There's no way around it. I mean, it's everywhere in one fashion mm-hmm. or another. So it's like, do you stay away from it? It gives you that queasy feeling. People, when you hear them cough, it's one of those. You watch the news, you limit that. You're like, what's going on?
Well, I already throughout the year, because I do take care of my parents who have. They have certain health issues and they're at risk. They're the ones who are in that the mortality rate spikes on any disease you get. So I'm very, very concerned with that. And it was funny because my sister she just got the flu and we both take care of him. And I was so goddamn pissed at her because I had to take over all the work. It was like that. It was all me.
That's it.
And then there's nothing you could do about it because you're like, no, don't even drive by their fucking house because I don't want you getting them sick because they ain't going to survive that. And, so that's the concern is you're always concerned with that. So
you bring it to the week.
Cold and flu season, I get so mad at people. I have yelled at people about, cover your mouth. Don't cough on me. You shit pit. pig. Don't cough in your hand. Don't sneeze. Wash your goddamn hands when you go to the bathroom or anywhere.
Now, do you say, wait, hold on, but see, that brings up another point. I go into the bathroom all the time. I mean, I don't have a problem. Like, I go in a regularly large amount of trips to the
you're like, I know, love to going to the bathroom.
Kids out. But, hey, look, but I mean, when I
haven't
I go,
been to that
right?
toilet yet.
I got to inspect the facilities. Yeah. How you doing? Facility inspector. It's clean. It's dirty. No, yeah. I'm not doing that. I go when I got to go, though. So, but do you see people in there regularly and they don't wash their hands?
Yeah.
And that, what, do you say something now when you didn't before? I mean, that gets weird. Other than the, I mean, just, there should be like some type of light. It sprays you or something if you don't. And then if you glow, then they can, you can get like the scarlet.
Oh, that's
like
the last thing you
right?
want is a black light.
Scarlet letter.
No way. Well, you know, what's
dirty,
funny,
no wash and shit hands.
A couple things have happened. I have gone into the bathroom. Now, this is the thing. I learned this because I went to a restaurant. I will not name the restaurant, but I went to the restaurant and I was, I don't know what I was doing. I was doing something, but I was taking some time, maybe washing my glasses and washing my hands. And this guy obviously worked in the kitchen, was wearing, you know, you could tell he was wearing like the apron and the hat and what, not, he wasn't wearing the chef's hat, but he was, you could tell he worked in the kitchen. And he came in there, used the facilities, and he waited behind me, and I was farting around too long, and then he left.
Mm.
And I went and I said something to the manager, and the manager said, yeah, we've told people, because they only get so long to take a break.
Sure.
That if somebody's busy at the sink or you can't do it there, or if you would prefer, wash your hands when you get back in the kitchen, and they have like a sink. And I'm like, oh, well, that's okay.
As long as they use that one sink only for that, because then you got crab hands, Junior John.
Well, you don't want to be, you know, rinsing the vegetables in there too. But then my point
no,
being
that's
is,
what I mean,
there's
yeah.
always a slop sink in the kitchen that you can wash your hands
that's
at.
Right.
I don't think that
just
would
don't
be
bathe
any,
in it. We've seen videos of that. Don't bathe in it.
I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to see those videos. If I'm going to look at videos on the internet, it is not going to be about people bathing in public kitchens. Sorry.
That's what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's going to be
that's
about, right. you know, dark-haired, blue-eyed, sexy. Well, anyways, let's move on. So,
listen, it's time for us all to come together and have some real common sense things. Wash your hands, dry.
Yes.
Wash your ass. Don't well, mix don't, the foods with the
yes,
the
wash
secretions
your ass,
and nastiness.
But you don't always have to wash your ass in a public bathroom. Just wipe it.
No,
clean up after yourself. Bathe occasionally. Wash your hands. Wash your face. All that kind of stuff. Cough in your.
Yes.
You know, do the vampire cough. All that kind of stuff. So right. so there's that. But the other thing is, so I was once. I always get annoyed with people who don't wash their hands. I'm the kind of person that I'll use a paper towel or toilet paper to open a door, because that's the thing. You wash your hands all clean. You can't get out of the damn bathroom without touching the
well, so it's better to have the door open out, but then it's dangerous to have a door open out in a walkway to
they
a
usually don't do that.
I hate the grabbing too. Do you?
They generally don't build them that way. They open.
No,
the
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So
it's rare,
I always,
and it
I always
be.
Wait, you know, I always, or I get it with the.
Wait for somebody to come in?
Or my pinky, you know, or something like that, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So
your foot.
I've done all of those.
I flush with the foot. I'm surgical like that.
Yeah. I was at it was like a Denny's in somewhere in, and I think it was like somewhere like North Dakota. You know, somewhere up north, maybe Wisconsin, something we were traveling. And my son was young, my oldest son, he's 18 now, but he was like 4 or 3 or something like that. We were traveling and I took him into the bathroom and I went to the bathroom. And this other guy came in with his son and I'm washing our hands. I said, no, you always wash your hands and then you always use a paper towel to open the door. I said, because you'll see all these people who don't wash their hands because they don't. And I'm telling this to him. I'm explaining this to him. They'll be like, oh, I didn't poop. And it's like, yeah, but you're still grabbing your junk to pee and it's splatter. And just to wash your hands. It takes 5 minutes or less. And
right.
this guy was peeing with his son, and you could tell he gave me the dirtiest look because he didn't wash his hands, but he was just like called out by some stranger in a bathroom. Not that I meant to. And then he walked out and he walks out
thing.
And I said, see, he didn't wash his hands and he touched that. So he was like touching that guy's junk. So my son now washes his hands when he leaves the bathroom.
It's a good lesson and practical learning. That's immersive learning, I think, yeah. in the deepest sense. So would you watch The Stand, or is that too close to the weirdness now? If you had time,
The Stand,
I mean.
I don't know. I mean, The Stand is, first of all, The Stand, the virus thing is just, that's the setup. That just gets you to what The Stand's about. There's all
well,
this
sure, that's
stuff.
What all these are. Because it all breaks down to the same type of thing.
I mean,
society
like,
devolves, the bad things, bad
no,
people
no, no,
have,
but I'm
good
talking about
people have to do.
Contagion movies or Contagion episodes are about a contagion, like Contagion or Outbreak, or you mentioned mm-hmm. like an episode of House if there's an outbreak somewhere or some medical episode.
Right.
I mentioned that's different than, the Stand is that's like the first part of The Stand, and he just has to wipe out most of humanity to get that going. And, right. and you know, the super flu
some,
doesn't...
But there, you know as well as I do, there's some sick people out there right now who think this is a good thing. I mean, I don't mean to go to a dark place, but you know I'm right.
Well, but
they're out there.
Eh, but here's the thing. Even the highest percentage number I've ever seen is across the board is a 3.4% mortality rate. It's not really culling the herd of humanity. Yeah, you'd have a lot of people die, but you're still going to have traffic on the 405.
Or thinning of the herd. Sure, but there, you know, there are people who like the thinning of the herd. There are people who, you know, they beat the drum of, you know, did you see the signs? There are locusts on the other side of the world. There are fires. The kangaroos are burned alive.
You've got to have something that wipes out like 60% of humanity. You know, that's for something to make that kind of an impact. But you're talking, the thing is,
where would you move? If half, if, okay, here,
what are
here you
asking?
Go.
What's
so 60% of the population, wait, hold on, hold on.
I wouldn't leave.
Just,
what am I?
You
just going to take a plane?
What happened if, like, your block?
Travel then?
What happened if in your block everybody survived, yet across the street or down the way there was all kinds of real estate available? Would you go to where there was more room, where it was cheaper, you could get more cool stuff? Hell, you might just be able to walk in and take it. I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying if it, you know what I mean? It's
that's true, but I'm not going to move to Hawaii. I mean,
well, no, I didn't say Hawaii. You said Hawaii. Well, is that where Lost was? I never
understood
the Lost. They were trapped.
You know, what am I going to say? I don't know.
I'm just wondering. I don't, you know.
Where the houses are slightly nicer than mine.
What was the TV show with the guy? He was like the last man on Earth, but he wasn't really the last man, and he like traveled around. There's all kinds of
the last man on Earth.
Of different movies in those weird circumstances.
The Last Man on Earth, you mean?
Yeah. But they made it a TV show too.
Will Arnett was in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
Or Will. Okay. No, the other Will.
The other.
MacGruber.
There's two of them.
MacGruber was in it.
MacGruber. You're right.
That's The Last Man on Earth.
Right.
That's literally called The Last Man on Earth.
Correct. Okay, well, there you go.
What was that movie about The Last Man on Earth called? Last Man on Earth. What was that movie about the contagion called? What was that movie about the wars that are in the stars? The Star Wars? You mean Star Wars?
Star Wars. The wars in the stars. Sure, it was Cowboys and Indians in space.
What was the movie
that's
about
what that is.
Wonder Woman again? You mean Wonder Woman? Yes, there you go.
Yes, that's right. But there's many other wonderful women in movies.
I enjoy wonderful women in movies.
I do too. That's all, I mean, you know. Everything's fine though. Clean your house. Get some inside projects. Spring cleaning time. You can, if you're caught up, you can clean your house and redecorate and stuff. You can knock stuff out. Be more productive.
That's true.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm. And I'm washing my hands.
Good for you. And have a Corona on us.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.